神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心生，恕我心曲。
Today, I want to speak to you about something that is very harmful for a nation, for a community, for a home, and for individuals.
今天我要谈的主题是一种对国家也好，或者是对社会、对社区、对家庭、对个人都有伤害的一件呀这样的事情。
Actually, most people don't understand how harmful it is.
有时候我们没有察觉到那是很伤害性的。
We're talking today about stealing.
我们要谈的就是偷窃。
Now, for some of you, just maybe one idea of somebody going in and taking something from someone is what stealing is.
讲到偷的时候，我马上有个想法，就是有人进来啊，偷偷的拿走东西，这个叫做偷窃。
But that taking from someone can be in many, many different areas.
这种拿不是自己的东西，可以是很广面的。
There has never been a society that lives on bribes, which is stealing. Stealing in the sense of taking things, whether it's politically, whether it's just through people who do it in their neighborhoods, that have ever been able to thrive as a great nation.
从来没有一个国家，如果他们的啊政治、社会形态、政府里面是很多的贿赂或者很多的偷窃、很多的啊这种偷窃的事情的话，这样的国家从来没有一个是强过的、强壮过的。
Some of you may dispute this and say, "No, I don't believe that."
或许有人马上否认说我不相信。
But as you read and look into history, you will see that this has been the cause many times.
如果你好好的研究历史，注意看一下，你就发现这种现象啊的发生，还有我讲的是正确的。
Because once a country begins to lose its moral values, it begins a downward slide, just slowly, slowly.
因为任何一个国家如果开始发生这种贿赂、贪婪、偷窃的这样的一个情况的话，一个社会整个就在慢慢、慢慢的衰残。
You see, stealing hits at the very center of moral living.
因为这种偷窃、这种品格啊，是属于我们啊生活中品格的部分。
Actually, it is the most common crime.In society.
也是我们一般的啊这种罪行社会的罪行。
And I want to talk to you today about the types and the ways of stealing.
今天我要跟你谈的就是有哪一方面的就是有很多方面的所谓的偷窃行为。
Now, if we were to try to make one definition, we might say it's to take without the right or the permission something that belongs to someone else.
如果要把偷窃做一个定义的话，就是说没有经过容许拿了不是属于你自己的东西。
Now, sometimes you might think that just means money.
你有时候想说这是钱方面的。
But that's not true.
但是不见得。
People can take things from other people.
人可以拿别人的东西。
They can go in and they can take furnishings, furniture.
偷人家的这种家具。
Some people take a person's car and steals it.
有时候偷人家的车子。
Actually, some families, after their parents die, will try to rush in before their brothers and sisters and get what they can of value from their parents' home. We can steal time from our employer by getting there late, leaving early, not doing what we should, just wasting our time, their time,We're stealing from them.
我们有时候也可以从我们的工作上面来偷时间，比如说呢，迟到、早退，或者是该做的不做，这个就是偷时间。
Then we can steal other people's reputation.
我们也可以偷别人的荣誉。
We can tell a lie about them until people will look down on them.
比如说呢，我们有一些说谎的行为，然后让别人看不起某一个人。
Of course, money is a big thing that we can steal.
当然，钱是我们偷窃的目标，大目标。
Another thing that can be stolen is the innocency of a young woman by a man that forces her to lose her virginity.
有时候，一个男人可以偷取一个无辜的妇女的贞操。
Another definition of stealing is to keep others from receiving what is rightfully theirs.
另外一个偷窃的一个定义就是你使别人该得的没有得到。
There are those employers that withhold wages at times when they should not from their employees.
比如说老板可以偷工人的工资，他该得的没有给他。
Sometimes in big companies, they will withhold the profit, they'll steal the profit from those shareholders.
有时候一些大公司呢，会偷这些经销商的一些福利。
And sometimes when someone in a job, in a scientific experiment, they'll withhold the recognition that belongs to the person who really was the discoverer.
还有有人偷了人家的这种发明或者是人家做的一些工作，没有该给他应该得的肯定跟荣誉。
This is all stealing of one kind or another.
这个就是偷的另外一种方法。
So you see how this can be very harmful for people and a society.
你可以看到这些呢都会伤害人还有伤害社会的。
I want to talk to you about various forms of thieves or stealing.
那我要来谈一谈几种形态的偷窃。
Now we have those that we call pilferers. Those are the ones that just steal small quantities, little insignificant items. This happens many times at the office or in the store where people work. They quietly and little by little take this article and that article.
有一种就是小小偷，也就是一点一点点的小量的，比如说办公室里面拿一点办公室的东西，或者是偷一下人家的文章来用。
A lot of money is lost to a company or a store because of this.
很多公司呢，因为这种小量的被偷窃，那然后呢，造成很大的损失。
And most of the time, the person feels like, well, they owe it to me, or it's not very much, they won't miss it.
拿的人呢，有时候就这样想说，反正一点点嘛，他们也不会知道，然后呢，他们也欠我很多。
But my friend, that's stealing.
不管怎么样，就是偷窃。
Then you have those people who go into a store and they will take some a dress, a coat, a sweater. They're pretending they're customers and we call them shoplifters.
另外一种是在店里面去假装是要买东西，然后拿走店里面的衣服、外套这些，我们称作这种就是购货的小偷。
There are many of those that may come in and put something in their bag while no one's looking.
当别人没有看到的时候，偷偷的拿一个东西放到自己的篮子里面去。
Try something on and then put their clothes back over top of it.
穿上人家的新衣服，然后呢就把外套盖上去。
But they're stealing from the company.
那这样的话是在偷这个公司或店的东西。
Now you have those that are in management.
另外一种是在办公室里的。
They're the ones that take care of the money or the property.
那这些人呢，有时候是主任级的，那他们是在管理的。
They're taking care of it for a company or a people or maybe just for a person.
他们为公司为个人做管理的经济的这样的一个工作。
And they begin to take a little bit, very small bits,taking them from these people.
他们有时候也会对于他们所管理的这些财产或者是东西呢，开始慢慢的偷。
Sometimes it gets to be larger.
有时候越偷越多。
Until it becomes very large sums.
然后就越堆积越大。
And this person fixes the books so at first no one can see it.
所以他就需要在这个自己的账簿上面做手脚。
We call this kind of stealing embezzling.
那这样的一种偷窃呢，是一种啊公款或公务私用。
Then we have those who obtain money or property by deceit or trickery.
另外一种就是用欺诈的方法来啊诈骗人家的东西或者是财产。
They're the ones that will come to you and say, I have a good deal. If you'll give me this much money, you'll earn this much more.
有时候有人来说服你说，如果你跟我投资，或者是给我多少，然后你以后会赚多少。
And maybe you give them the money, but you never see them again.
当你给他之后呢，你就看不到你的钱了。
They have many, many ways of taking your money by trickery.
这种欺诈的方法呢，实在有很多手段可以来偷你的钱的。
Then there's those who...We'll say they take things wrongly by threatening the other person.
另外一种就是用勒索威胁的方法来偷取别人东西。
And they're exhorting, they're taking that from them in a wrong way.
用不对的手段来威胁别人。
Then we have one that actually is a sickness.
那另外一种是属于一种病态的。
We call it kleptomania.
那我们叫做偷窃狂。
Actually, the person doesn't even need what they steal.
有时候他们偷的东西不是他们所需要的。
But they have this neurotic or the psychological impulse to steal objects even though they don't need them.
虽然他们不需要，但他们就是有那种偷窃的习惯，一定要去拿来。
Sometimes very famous people will do this.
有时候连很有名的人都会这样做。
And when they're caught,they say, well, I can't help myself.
当你抓到他的时候，他会跟你说，我实在是没有办法控制我自己。
So now we've looked over different types of stealing.
我们刚刚看过的各种不同形态的偷窃。
Now you can see how widespread it can be.
所以你可以发现这个偷窃的定义是很广面的。
Some of you may say, well, what difference does it make?
那有人就说，那这个到底有什么不同呢？
Well, let's begin at the top.
那我们从上面来看。
With God. God's standard is that we must not steal from one another.
以神的这种观点来看，他告诉我们，我们不能偷窃。
This really is a very reasonable standard.
那这是一个很合理的一个标准。
God had only us and our good in view.
上帝给我们的观点都是好的、美的、善良的。
Think for a moment. If in our world there were no boundaries, no laws about stealing, anybody could take anything they want without worrying about getting caught.
你想想看，如果这个世界上没有任何的法律禁止偷窃的话，那每一个人都可以随便拿别人的东西，那会怎么样呢？
What kind of a world would this be?
这样的一个社会，这样的世界又会怎么样呢？
It would be utter chaos.
实在是一片混乱了。
We wouldn't be able to survive very long.
这样子的话，我们不能生存太久的。
So you see, actually, not stealing, living by that,makes us a much better society.
所以如果一个社会里面没有偷窃的话，那不是更好吗？不是很好吗？
For those of you who are Christians,
特别是我们基督徒，
the word of God emphatically says that those that steal must not steal anymore.
神的话清楚地告诉我们，以前偷窃的人现在不要再偷。
That when we become a child of God, we set aside that kind of conduct.
当我们成为神的儿女之后呢，我们就弃绝这样子的一种习惯。
If there's any people who should be those that are examples, it should be the followers of Christ.
如果哪一个人先要做榜样，应该就是神的儿女了。
In God's standard, he tells us if we do steal, we must make it right.
在神的话里面告诉我们，如果我们偷了人家东西的话，那么我们要去纠正它，要去偿还。
Actually, if sometimes you borrow something that's damaged, lost, or stolen, you must pay that person for it.
比如说你借了人家的东西、工具，然后呢，丢了，或者是弄坏了、损害了，那么你要去赔偿的。
I cannot understand when a person borrows something and something happens to it that they feel like, well, it doesn't matter. That's that other person's. It is your responsibility because you borrowed it.
我实在不能理解有的人跟人家借东西，然后一点都没有责任感，弄坏了，他觉得好像也没有关系。你如果是你借的，你就要负责任。
There are those who say, it's sort of a little saying, finders are keepers. But the truth of the matter is, when you find something that belongs to someone else, and you don't try to find out who they are, you're stealing it.
如果你捡到个东西不还给丢掉的人的话，那这样也是一种偷窃。
Actually, when we steal, we're hurting the heart of God.
当我们偷的时候，我们伤到神的心。
Because when we steal, we break the law of love.
因为我们偷的时候，我们就破坏了这个爱的这种定律。
For when you truly love someone, can you steal from them?
如果你真的爱对方某一个人的话，难道你会跟他偷他的东西吗？
In the beginning of our church of our Lord Jesus Christ, after he went back to heaven, the people began to love one another, and they would sell their property to help those who did not have.
在耶稣基督他复活升天之后，就是教会的开始，那个时候信徒们他们就变卖自己的东西拿出来供用，好帮助那些没有的人。
There were a husband and wife who talked together and sold a piece of land.
那么有一对夫妇，他们就彼此商谈了一下，也把自己的土地卖掉。
Now it was their land.
那是他们的土地。
Nobody made them sell it.
也没有人勉强他们去卖。
But they decided to sell itOf their own selves.
那他们呢，就决定把它卖掉。
Then they decided they would tell the apostles and the other Christians that they sold this piece of land and they got so much for it.
那他们呢，就决定跟这些使徒们，也就是教会的这些领袖们，告诉他们说，他们所卖的钱就只有这一些。
But in truth,They got more than that.
但是事实上，他们所卖掉的钱比他说的还要多。
So the husband first went to the apostles.
这个先生丈夫呢，首先到教会去。
To give the money.
把那一部分钱拿给了使徒。
And he said, this is what we sold our property for.
他就告诉使徒说呢，这是我们卖的钱。
But the Holy Spirit spoke to the apostle, and he said, you're lying.
那圣灵就让使徒知道他在欺骗。
And immediately that man fell at the feet of that apostle dead.
那个人就当场在那个地方就倒下来死了。
His wife came in and they asked her, your husband came and said you sold this property. And he said, this is the amount that you sold it for. Is that true?
那接下来他的太太跟着也来了，结果使徒们就问他说，你的先生说他们，你们变卖了你们的房子啊
and,
土地，然后这是正确的数目吗？
And she went on to tell them that that was true.
这个太太也告诉他们说是事实。
And immediately she also fell dead.
马上就在那一刻，这个太太也倒下来死了。
I think God used this as an example for those in the church to make them see how much he hates stealing and lying.
神用他们做例子，让信徒们看到上帝憎恶人欺骗的这样的一个偷取的工作。
Now you might say, well, what causes people to steal?
或许你说，为什么人会去偷窃呢？
I'm sure most of it is the sinful nature of man.
当然，我们的那种罪的本性。
But there are characteristics of this nature that seem to add to those that want to steal.
而我们的这种品格方面的缺乏就会助长我们去偷。
I think there are two basic reasons that they're searching for significance. And there are two basic reasons why they're trying to become significant through that which they steal.
通常偷的人呢，都在寻求自己生命的一种价值跟意义。那么在这个之下有两个原因让我们去偷。
One, I believe, might be their low self-esteem.
第一个可能呢，这个偷的人呢，都会有一个很低的自我价值感。
They never can seem to get ahead, and so they're going to try one way or another.
他们没有办法出人头地，所以就用一种负面的方法想来争取。
But the greatest of all is greed.
那最重要的另外一个原因就是里面的贪婪。
We think that if we get more material things, that we'll be more successful and people will notice us more.
我们以为我们有了那个东西，有了那一些物质，我们就会被认同我们是这个成功的人。
And then for others, we have a feeling that we deserve more than what we have.
也有一种人认为说我应该要配得更多一点。
For some others, it's we envy We want what others have.
那有的人是嫉妒别人有的，自己没有的。
And most of the time, we feel like we'll be fulfilled if we have lots of possessions.
有的人就想说，如果我拿到、争取到这些的话，那么我就比较拥有一些财产。
And then others, they just like to outsmart people and get things that don't belong to them, but do it very crafty.
有的人以为可以偷偷的，就是不被发觉的，偷拿些东西呢，是自己的聪明。
But at the basis of a lot of it is greed itself.
最基本的，我想就是贪婪、贪心。
They'll do anything to get more and more and more.
想要更多一点，更多一点。
It almost becomes a sickness.
后来变成一种病了。
The more we have, the more we want.
你越多就越想要多一点。
Then there are those who are searching for security.
有的人是在寻求安全感。
They feel very insecure.
自己觉得很不安全。
They don't have enough. They must get more.
他觉得说我没有足够，所以呢我不安全，所以我应该要争取多一点。
And so there is a fear within them.
里面有害怕。
So they want to endeavor to be free from all worry.
所以呢，为了要让自己不再担心。
So they think if they get this, if they steal this, if they take this, then they won't have to worry about it.
所以如果他们如果可以偷拿一些多一点的话，那可能就不用忧虑了。
Then it's also they're afraid of those that are their peers, those that do wrong things that want them to help them. They're afraid to say no.
有时候是因为在一起的一些同伴。让我们自己来跟他们同伙，我们实在是没有办法跟他推辞。
And sometimes their friends and their peers have things and they don't have them, but the only way to get them is to steal them.
有时候这些同伴们一群人在一起，想要的东西没有，所以呢，只好一起来偷。
It's a fact that they rely on these possessions to give them a feeling of well-being. Now I'm all right. I've got enough. I've got this.
然后就用这种偷取的行为，以为我拿到了，就认为说我就足够了，我已经很好了。
Now let's look at some of the places that we steal from.
我们来看一看我们所偷的对象地方。
There are those who steal from the government.
有的人由政府来偷。
Through government contracts.
跟政府之间的一些合同。
Through neglecting to report money that they have received.
对政府不诚实，拒绝。
Through their taxes.
比如说呢不缴税。
Then there are those who steal from the office.
也有人呢从自己的办公室偷东西。
They take supplies like postage and all types of little things they will take.
拿一些公务拿一些小东西回家。
They'll use their personal or rather their expense account to do things personally for people.
有时候用公务来做私用。
They'll use the copier without paying for their personal copies.
自己要拷贝东西，要印东西呢，拿到公司去。
Then there are those, of course, that steal from the business.
也有人是在事业里面来偷。
And they take whatever they need from the business.
他们在做生意的时候呢，就拿自己想要拿的。
There are those who will steal from relatives and friends.
有的人是从自己的亲戚或者是朋友来偷。
They take money with the thought, I'm just borrowing it.
有时候想说我只是借一下而已。
But they never pay it back.
但是没有还回去了。
They borrow the car, but they never put gas into it.
有时候借人家的车子也不跟人家加油。
They take things to, and they, and, such as clothes, and they fail to return them clean.
有时候拿人家东西，然后不帮人家整理好就还给人家。
You say those are silly things.
或许你说这种事情也 有问题吗?
No, my friends, those are things that people with character understand and know how to do.
如果你是一个有品格的人的话，品格是好的人的话，那么你就会知道该怎么做这些事情。
There are those who steal from God.
有的人是从神那里偷。
They withhold their tithe from him.
应该献给神的不献。
They don't give their time to him.
不把时间献给神。
Now, to help a nation, a community, a home, or yourself, it all must begin with one person doing his part in the whole nation.
对于一个国家、一个社会、一个家庭要起作用，一定要从个人做起。
It's the only way to stop stealing.
这个是唯一的办法可以阻止偷窃的行为。
So I'm talking to you and to me.
所以我是对你也对我自己讲。
First, we must understand that God's standard is do not steal.
所以第一个你要知道上帝的定律是不能偷窃。
That we live by love.
我们是用爱来持守。
Not by greed.
不是用贪婪来生活。
You first then must admit that your heart is deceitful.
所以首先你要承认到你心里面有一种欺瞒的这样的一个心态。
And you understand now that there are personal areas of dishonesty in your life.
我们了解到我们个人有某一些方面是对人不诚实的。
Maybe as I have spoken to you, suddenly you realize, oh, I do that.
或许当我在谈的时候你就突然间发现到说我也有这样的倾向。
So then we recognize it.
你承认你看到了。
But we must always remember, everything we do, God sees.
记得不管你做什么事情，包括你的动机，神都知道。
And we are personally hurting the heart of God.
所以当你这样做的时候，违反了神的心意的时候，你是伤害到神的心。
So what must I do first?
那首先该怎么办呢?
I have to make a commitment to total honesty.
我必须要第一个我必须要让自己要决定说我以后要诚实。
No matter what the consequences is, I will be honest.
不管结果会怎么样我一定要做一个诚实的人。
That is not as easy as it sounds.
这个听起来不是很容易的。
But this is something you have to do.
但是你必须要这样做。
Begin to think over every action. Make sure you're not rationalizing and in rationalizing, making stealing all right.
自己检查一下，不要把这些偷的行为把它合理化了，好像自己并没有错。
Be accountable to the Spirit of Christ within you.
在里面对于基督要有一个负责任的态度。
And realize that you're going to have to make it right.If you're ever going to stand before God clean and pure.
如果你要在神的面前成为一个无有瑕、没有瑕疵的人的话，一个清洁的人的话，你是需要对神交代的。
So that means you're going to have to make restitution.
那意思是说呢，你要做赔偿的工作。
And this is not always easy.
这些都不容易的。
In my young life, I did some stealing.
在我年轻的时候，我也偷过。
I was very guilty.
我实在是犯很多错。
But I also wanted to be a Christian.
但是后来我要成为基督徒。
And I recognized if I was going to serve God, if I was going to be an example, then I had to make my stealing right.
后来我就发现，如果我要成为一个基督徒，那么我需要成为一个模范，然后我一定要把我过去所做的错事能够让它纠正过来。
It was very difficult.
很难的。
But I did it.
但是我做了。
And thank God I've been...Happy and clean ever since.
很感谢主，从那时候开始，我非常的快乐，而且我心里面很纯洁。
God can help you.
神可以帮助你。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供。由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄 13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。